Good morning, my college students. So I have made this one for you to explain what is needed for the color and what you should do. Okay, so I'm just gonna explain, and if you apply it across all your color projects, I think it will work. Okay, so the type of color that we're doing is called design and construction. So, and it is where you make a model, okay? You make a model or something. So it has stages now. And what are the stages? It'll be out of 50, and it'll have 5 stages. 1 is research notes. 3 is model. 4 is the write-up, and 5 is submitting on time. So if you get those 5 right, then you're bound to get your marks. So I think you're fine, because submitting on time, then you have a mark. It's, you actually have 5 marks for submitting on time. So take that one seriously, okay? Now, what you have to do when you're making your color is, I said there are 5 stages, and it's questions, research notes, your model, the write-up about your model, and submitting on time. So now, what marks, how do you get the marks for the questions? Now, for the questions, this is how you get the marks. You have to show ignorance, okay? You're proving that you are the one that did the color, because we already know that you don't understand pretty much everything about the color that you're doing, except for the basic principles that you'd have done in your class. But you don't know much about whatever you're doing for your color. So we want to see even those stupid questions, okay? So-called. We want to see even those funny questions. Put them, include them. So you write every question that you have in your mind during your color project. So as you be doing whatever you're doing, making your research or constructing your model, all the questions you're going to have, write them down. Now, the other part is research. Research is now, research is, you have to write a research, okay, an essay, not an essay, but you're now writing something to show us, to tell us what you would have done if you had all the materials. So research is something proper, something that works, okay? So if you didn't know how to make a good solar panel, then okay, you research how to make a solar panel, and in your research notes you're now writing, for my panel I'm going to have, so you're writing as if you're actually going to make that. So you say, for my panel I'm going to have something as my diode, I'm going to have this and that and that, solar cells, I'm going to have this material as my whatever, or yeah. So for research, you have to write something proper. So research, something proper for anything that you're going to do. So for a generator, you need to have all that. So commutator, you need to have brushes, you need to have magnet. So, I mean, you're going to have to write something that actually works. Now, after making your research notes, making something, okay, writing about a model that actually works, then you're going to construct your model with what you have, okay? You're going to construct your model with what you have. It doesn't have to be something that works. You construct with what you have. And then in the write-up, you now write, okay, about your model, the limitations, and why it does not work, because you did not use this, you did not have the materials, you did not, because we know you don't have the materials, most probably. You might not have. But if you have the materials, then why not make it work? But if you don't, then just, you can make something that doesn't work, and then you write the limitations, okay? And then submit on time. You get your marks. So for combined science, you're doing, for the first project, for my Form 4s and combined science, you're doing construction of a solar-powered device. So anything that's solar-powered, be it a fan, be it a heater, be it a refrigerator, okay, it needs to be solar-powered. And remember, if you're making something that's solar-powered, then you need to have panels, your battery, and then your device. So I'll give you bucks for the whole bottle where you have panels, battery, and device. If you want to make a solar-powered house, then you need to have an inverter and probably what we call a charger controller, something that monitors when the batteries are running out of, when the batteries are getting flat, then it can stop, okay, the energy, so that the batteries are not drawn out too much. Or when the batteries have gotten enough, okay, when they are now full, then it stops the panels from bringing in electricity and putting it in the batteries. So, and that's a charger controller. But inverter does something else. So you need to have your panels, your inverter, your batteries, and your charger controller. Those four will then work to support your house. Okay, sometimes you don't have a charger controller. No, but you need a charger controller. It will be inside the inverter sometimes. But you need a charger controller if you're making a solar-powered house. Now, if you're making something, you just need a battery and panels if it's something small. But if it's something big, then you do need an inverter. So always have an inverter. If you're making even, say, you want to, actually, just always have, even for, if you want to just make light bulbs, okay? A house that has all its light bulbs powered by solar, then you need a tiny inverter and some panels. Now, for Form 4 Physics, you're making a generator. And this is according to the generator principle that you have in your syllabus. You need to know, understand how a generator works. And so just make what you can with what you have. You get your marks. But remember how to do the research. Make it seem proper. Now, for the upper sixes, you're just making something that has an electromagnet. Go ahead, make it. Show us your incredible work, construction, and creativity. So go and make something nice and bring it. You'd get your marks. I think make sure you submit before July. So June is the deadline. Any later than that, then you've lost the 5 marks for submission. I don't expect anybody to lose those marks. So please, if the school opening is delayed, oh, it's actually delayed. So No. We are now pushing the deadline from end of June to 12th July when you come. So 12th July, make sure you have everything that you need.